Didn't have to go against Aqib Talib the first time. What are your thoughts about the matchup this time around?
It's exciting. You know, I've always enjoyed going against the top-rated, quote-unquote, corners in the league, and he's one of the guys that's always well talked about. And I'm hope he's coming back well from his injury. But if I end up seeing him, I hope I'm looking forward to the opportunity and the matchup.
Do you see any difference in the performance from the Patriots secondary in the last few weeks? Because a number of them are battling injuries, but earlier in the season when they were healthy, it seemed like they were performing a little better. What have been your impressions of that?
You know, really, I think just watching all the games, it's just the how many different guys have been playing. I don't think it's necessarily seeing a guy play injured or who he's kind of pulling up there. Something like that. It's just seeing a guy here that's, you know, moved around and a guy there. That's probably been the biggest notice. And I'm speaking from the back end, from the corners to safeties and nickel players. So that's probably what I've seen the most, is just the versatility and the amount of defensive backs that have played.
So you've talked about how you play at one speed, and is that something that you think about, or is that something that you practice?
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of always just been that kind of guy. I try to, every once in a while you can kind of mix it in, but I've always just kind of been a 100% kind of guy all the time. And, sometimes it can get you in trouble, but sometimes it can be to your advantage. So it just depends how things go. Hopefully it's a nice hot day down here come Sunday, and we'll see how it plays out.
What have your impressions been of Ryan Tannehill's development? What specific areas that you've seen where he's improved from last season?
You know, I think, from that last season, by this point, it's not even about last season, because we've basically played a full season. So, seeing his growth even throughout the season this year, I think has been well documented. I think he's playing well. I think he's doing a great job in two-minute situations. He's doing a great job at, commanding the offense, which we kind of see on the inside. But it feels like we've carried more of a more pass opportunities to the last 3-4 weeks, and he's handled it well. He's put the ball in great spots. Guys are making plays on the ball, and we're turning him into big plays. So to take that next step and kind of carry the team on his back is really what he's doing at this point.
Bit of a more lighthearted question from me. Have you seen the website meowgatron.com yet?
No.
You probably
what is
should
that?
Check it out.
No, I have no idea.
You should definitely check it out. It's hilarious. It's devoted to you and your love for cats, apparently.
I don't like cats. I don't understand what that is, but okay.
Brian, the last time you played the Patriots, you were at the end of a 4-game losing streak, and then you dealt with an intense national storyline where it seemed like things could have really gone or stayed in that direction. How have you guys been able to recover from the losing streak, deal with that, and then get yourselves back in playoff contention?
Well, in the NFL, four games are important, but, man, so much goes on, so you can recover. Our backs, we felt like got up against the wall a couple of times, and we responded, in the right way. But overall, nothing really changed. Everyone wants to think that there was some miraculous change, but nothing changed. The situation really, for all intents and purposes, was not in the locker room. The individuals were outside the locker room. They were not in on the team. The biggest hole we had to fill wasn't any quote-unquote distractions. It was the fact that we're missing two starting O-linemen. And if that happens to any team throughout the NFL, it can, cause some rifts and getting guys to step up and play. But we had that. The guys were able to step up and make some plays. They kept us in games. We didn't pull all of them out, coming out of that. But we still played well. And at this point, guys are getting more and more comfortable in the positions they're in, and Brian's doing a great job on the left side. So, it was just some growing pains, really, in the end. And, we've grown through it, and we're looking forward to these next 3-game opportunities. And, you guys can kind of understand, New England always demands your full attention. So to think anything other besides that would be doing ourselves a disservice.
Brian, the playoffs officially start in 3 weeks or so, but it would seem like your playoff push is really on right now, because in essence, it's a 1-game season each week for you guys.
Yeah.
So do you just feel like you guys have any room for error the rest of the way? I'll put it that way.
Well, I think anytime you play December football, you don't have much room for error. It just depends on what caliber. I mean, I'm sure New England feels the same way. They want to either, you know, finish off the division or earn a first spot or whatever they're going for. So everyone feels that way. Just because ours is in a different line or a different level doesn't make it less important. So, you know, we have our goals. Other teams are having their goals. As far as I know, a lot of things are not locked in the NFL. So basically every game is important for every team throughout the NFL at this point, and we're one of them.
Are you aware the Patriots are 5-1 in their last six visits to Miami? And
you know, the last time I played them and beat them, I believe was my rookie year, so that makes sense.
And what is, I guess, with that in mind, what would that mean then for to beat them on Saturday or Sunday at home?
Nothing more than another win. Like you said, every game is important. It's obviously important. We have three division games to finish the year, New England being one of them. But in the end, you know, it is always good to beat New England. They are division leaders. That's always important to us. But to say it's worth more or weighs more, I think that would be wrong. I think as soon as we win this game, if we do win this game, pull this out, which we plan on doing, that, you know, we got to turn our focus right away to Buffalo and move on. So it's not really a big celebratory kind of situation. And, you know, obviously when you play a great football team, or a good football team with that, even at that matter, is, you know, it's a good time to test your team, a good time to test yourselves against, you know, the one-on-one matchups, but also test the team as a whole and see where you are, you know, after all this work you put in come the middle of December. So it's a great opportunity, like I said.
Hey, Brian, what's
Brian, obviously you have a lot of coaches from Massachusetts and New England on your roster. One of them in particular is your position coach, mm-hmm. Ken O'Keefe. And can you just speak to what he's brought to the team and to your group as a, you know, the receiver?
Well, actually both. Coach Phil McGagan played at UMass and from that area, and Coach O'Keefe. But they're great. They're a great combo. Coach O'Keefe, you know, we've grown together as a tight-knit group, and Coach Phil McGagan has done a great job too. He's a younger kind of coach. Was he, I believe, UCF, if I'm not mistaken. And are you SF? I don't know, one or two. Anyways, he came here 2 years ago. You know, you kind of have, you know, an older guy that, you know, has been around the block and seen a lot of things, a lot of intellect, along with a younger guy that's very smart, but also has played the game a little bit in the NFL, you know, in his younger days. So it's a great mesh. We have a great group of guys. The coaching staff really does a great job of leading us, and we follow. And, you know, Coach O'Keefe has really helped me bring my game up to another level, as well as my other receivers in the room.
Hey, Brian, what has struck you most about the recent emergence, especially of Charles Clay? And secondly, now at this point of the season, the comfort level that Mike Wallace has in your offense, how much of a factor has he become as the season has gone along?
Mike's always been a factor. Whether we have any kind of glamorous stats or not, that's never changed. Clay's always been a factor as well, and I've seen it for the last couple of years. It was just a matter of, you know, continuing to work, continuing to get that opportunity, and when you get that opportunity, really shining. So he's had some small opportunities throughout his career so far. The last couple of weeks have gotten him more attention. But what he's done and the mismatches he creates has never been you know, a secret to us, at least. Maybe we're doing a better job of using him. I don't know. But he's making some great plays right now. He's getting a lot of opportunities. And in order for us to be successful, he's got to be able to keep doing that. So I'm looking forward to watching him play and enjoying him play this weekend with us.
Brian, just you've always had a lot of success on third down. What's the secret there?
Catching the ball.
Well, it would seem to me that since you have such success, you'd get extra attention on those downs, so you're still able to find yourself a way to get free.
Yeah, you know, I think this is credit to the coaching staff moving me around, you know, providing opportunities. You know, really, in the end, I think, you know, catch rate and all that kind of stuff that I'm, you know, I check on every now and then. You know, it's pretty good throughout the league, and I just pride myself on when the ball is in my area, you know, coming down with it. Maybe it's not always the prettiest thing in the world or whatnot, but, you know, sometimes they aren't always pretty. But, you know, converting, we need to convert, making the plays when they're there, and really creating that trust within my coaching staff and my quarterback. So that's just kind of how I've gone about my business.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Good luck on Sunday.
Hey, guys, I appreciate it. Thanks for your time, guys.